Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. Jim Rohn. Chapter 7. Stem Cells, a New Dawn in Medicine. Researchers at Boston University School of Medicine have developed a technique utilizing pluripotent stem cells to regenerate lung cells, potentially revolutionizing treatments for lung diseases due to injuries, degenerations, or genetic mutations. Boston University School of Medicine, 2023. This method, known as reprogramming, enables the creation of induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, from an individual's blood or skin, which can then be transformed into transplantable lung stem cells. Boston University School of Medicine, 2023. Martin Ma, a student at the Cotton Lab, emphasized the immense therapeutic potential of this research in rejuvenating healthy lung tissues. Separately, on a personal level, I struggled with a persistent cough for 6 years, described as a tick by my VA Army doctor. This condition affected my speech, causing embarrassment and discomfort. A visit to Dr. Ivan led to treatment involving 5 million nebulized stem cells and an IV infusion of 45 million stem cells. Remarkably, within 5 weeks, all symptoms related to my 6-year-old cough or tick have vanished. Stem cells in your daily life. Stem cell therapy is not just a quick solution. It's a long-term health game plan. Think of it as adding a star player to your health team. Your goals, whether slowing, aging, or improving well-being, will guide which treatment you choose. Remember, stem cells work best when paired with a healthy life. Eat well, exercise, and manage stress. Before getting the treatment, make some lifestyle tweaks to ensure the best outcome. An initial chat with a stem cell expert will guide you. After the treatment, post-treatment, the journey continues. Keep up with good habits like diet and exercise to make sure your stem cell benefits last. Regularly consult with your doctor to stay on track. Aging versus stem cells. Everyone ages. Our body repairs less efficiently over time due to decreasing stem cells. The idea behind stem cell therapy: boost the body's repair system. While they're not a magic youth potion, stem cells can help offset some aging effects. But they work hand in hand with aging. One repairs and renews, the other wears and ages. Health living and stem cells. Your lifestyle can boost or bust your stem cells' efficiency. Just as stem cells repair, a good lifestyle protects them. Balanced diet, exercise, and rest. With stem cells and a healthy lifestyle, we are better equipped to age vibrantly. Like the discovery of antibiotics in the last century changed the landscape of infectious diseases, stem cells are poised to redefine the way we understand, approach, and treat a multitude of ailments. In the depths of the human body lies a force so powerful, yet so subtle, that its full potential is only beginning to be comprehended. Stem cells, with their unique ability to self-renew and differentiate into multiple cell types, have always existed. But it was only in the latter half of the 20th century that scientists began to truly understand their capabilities. The origin of stem cell research traces back to the early experiments with bone marrow in the 1950s and 60s. As the studies progressed, a revelation emerged. Certain cells held the potential to become any cell type in the body, breaking the conventional understanding of cell lineage. This discovery heralded a new era of biological research. Challenges like ethical debates and technical barriers did arise, but they also paved the way for innovations and guidelines that refined the course of this scientific drive. homing capacity of stem cells and exosomes in healing. Mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, are like a body's repairmen. When there's an injury, they can quickly go to the damaged spot to help fix it. This special ability to find and heal injuries is called homing. Scientists are studying these cells to understand how they work and how to use them safely to help people heal. In a comprehensive review published in Stem Cell Investigation, researchers Saidi Halaban and Imani Fouladi, 2019, discuss the promising therapeutic potential of multipotent mesenchymal stem cells. They highlight the extensive examination of MSCs as a potent tool for cell-based therapy targeting inflammatory, immune-mediated, and degenerative diseases, attributing to their notable immunomodulatory, immunosuppressive, and regenerative properties. An essential characteristic of MSCs is their homing capability, which refers to their selective migration towards injury sites and the sustained delivery of trophic signals. When tissues are damaged, they express specific receptors or lesions that promote the movement, adhesion, and infiltration of MSCs to the site of injury. The sequential homing process involves three main steps. The review further underscores the significance of understanding the therapeutic mechanisms of MSCs, strategies to enhance their therapeutic potentials, and the crucial prerequisites before clinical utilization. Every once in a while, science presents us with a tool so versatile, it's likened to a magic wand. In contemporary medicine, stem cells are that wand. Their promise is vast and multifaceted, from the capacity to treat degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, to their ability to repair damaged tissues in conditions like spinal cord injuries or burns. The applications seem limitless. More than just treatment tools, stem cells provide a gateway to understanding human development. By studying their behavior, researchers can decipher the intricacies of cellular differentiation, shedding light on developmental disorders. Furthermore, they offer a unique platform to model diseases, facilitating drug discovery and testing without resorting to animal models. But it's not just the treatment or research potential that's exciting. It's the paradigm shift in how we view healing. Instead of external interventions, what if our bodies could be coaxed to repair themselves? This is not science fiction. It's the reality stem cells bring to the table. As we dig deeper into this book, we'll explore how this potential is being harnessed, refined, and delivered to patients worldwide, especially at the forefront of this movement, the U.S.-Mexico Stem Cell Institute. With this chapter, the stage is set for a deep dive into the transformative world of stem cells, their historical context, and the unparalleled potential they offer. Early discoveries. The late 19th and early 20th centuries were times of pioneering developments in various scientific fields. The understanding of cells, the basic units of life, was blossoming, and this period heralded the inception of what would later become one of the most dynamic branches of biological science, stem cell research. 1868, Ernest Haeckel and the conceptual introduction of stem cells. Ernest Haeckel, a German biologist and a contemporary of Charles Darwin, was deeply engrossed in understanding the evolutionary aspects of life forms. It was in this context that he introduced the term stem cell, or Stammzell in German. Haeckel's primary intention was to denote the unicellular ancestor from which all life evolved. Although his usage of the term did not coincide with the modern understanding of stem cells as undifferentiated cells with the potential to give rise to various cell types, it was a philosophical precursor to the idea of a fundamental source cell. Haeckel's contributions spanned various areas of biology, but this terminological introduction was unwittingly foundational for future cellular biology endeavors. 1908 to 1909, Alexander Maximov and the birth of hematopoiesis. Russia, at the turn of the 20th century, was experiencing its own scientific renaissance. Among the luminaries was Alexander Maximov, a histologist whose work was pivotal in our understanding of blood formation. While the knowledge of blood components like red and white cells was established, the source and process of their continuous production remained an enigma. Maximov's groundbreaking proposal was the idea of a common precursor cell for all blood cells, which he termed as hematopoietic stem cells. This was based on his observations of blood formation in various vertebrates. He introduced the concept of hematopoiesis, delineating the process by which a single stem cell could differentiate into various blood cells, catering to the body's multifarious needs. His theories were initially met with skepticism, especially since the technology to validate them on a cellular level was not yet available. However, as the decades rolled on, advances in microscopic techniques and experimental methodologies would confirm his postulates, solidifying his position as a pioneer in stem cell biology. These early discoveries, while rudimentary, laid the groundwork for the surge in stem cell research in the subsequent years. The seeds sown by thinkers like Haeckel and Maximov germinated into a sprawling tree of knowledge that continues to grow and bear fruit today. Bone marrow and blood stem cells, 1950s to 1960s. The mid-20th century marked an epoch in medical history where a deeper understanding of the human body met with a rapidly advancing technology. The mysteries of blood production, which had evaded scientists for centuries, were about to be unraveled, revealing the dynamic world of stem cells hidden within the bone marrow. The 1950s were an era of discovery and innovation across various scientific fields, and biology was no exception. Amidst this melee, a profound revelation emerged: the bone marrow. A spongy tissue found within bones was more than just a passive tissue. Researchers discerned that after exposure to radiation or chemical insults, it was the bone marrow that played a pivotal role in restoring the blood system. This regenerative capacity suggested that the marrow harbored special cells with a remarkable ability to replenish the blood. What would later be recognized as hematopoietic stem cells. This discovery was not just academic. It had profound medical implications. The understanding that bone marrow contained cells capable of restoring the blood system paved the way for life-saving treatments, especially for victims of radiation exposure, which was a significant concern during the Cold War era. 1961, Till and McCulloch's landmark discovery. James Till, a biophysicist, and Ernest McCulloch, a hematologist, formed a research partnership at the University of Toronto that would forever change the landscape of cellular biology. In a series of experiments with irradiated mice, the duo made a discovery that was nothing short of revolutionary. Certain cells within the mouse bone marrow, when transplanted into another irradiated mouse, could repopulate its blood system and produce colonies in its spleen. Each of these colonies was traced back to a single cell, providing the first empirical evidence for the existence of individual self-renewing stem cells. Till and McCulloch's work not only validated Alexander Maximov's early theories, but also showcased the real potential of stem cells in transplantation and regenerative medicine. Their pioneering research laid the groundwork for future endeavors in stem cell transplantation, offering hope to countless patients with blood disorders and malignancies. The 1950s and 1960s thus stood as a bridge between early concepts and the modern understanding of stem cells. The The research carried out during these decades ushered in an era where the potential of stem cells began to be harnessed for therapeutic applications, setting the stage for even more advanced studies in the decades to come. Embryonic stem cells and ethical debates, 1980s to 1990s. The final decades of the 20th century were marked by a whirlwind of advancements in stem cell biology. As researchers examined deeper into embryonic stem cells, promising unparalleled therapeutic potential, they also venture into an intricate web of ethical dilemmas. The line between scientific innovation and moral responsibility became a hotbed of debate. 1981, pioneering steps with mice embryonic stem cells. In the early 1980s, while many scientists were directing their focus on adult stem cells, a significant shift was brewing. Martin Evans and Matthew Kaufman, two British scientists, were exploring the mysteries of the embryonic stage of life. Working independently, yet towards similar goals, they achieved what many deemed impossible, the isolation of embryonic stem cells from mice. These cells derived from the inner cell mass of the blastocyst and the early stage embryo possessed two remarkable qualities: pluripotency, the ability to differentiate into almost any cell type in the body, and self-renewal, the capability to perpetually generate more of the same type of stem cells. This groundbreaking work set a precedent, allowing scientists to envision a future where human ailments could be treated using patient-specific cell lines. However, the leap from mice to humans was not immediate. Many challenges lay ahead, both scientifically and ethically. 1998, crossing the Rubicon, human embryonic stem cells. The vision of harnessing human embryonic stem cells turned into reality in the late 1990s. James Thompson and his team at the University of Wisconsin-Madison achieved a milestone that would forever change the landscape of regenerative medicine. They derived the first human embryonic stem cell line. Thompson's research held tremendous promise. These cells could, in theory, be used to treat degenerative diseases, aid in organ transplantation, and offer insights into human development. However, the methodology employed involved the destruction of human embryos, leading to a storm of ethical debates. For many, the embryo represents potential human life, and its destruction raised profound moral and philosophical questions. Is it justified to destroy one potential life to save or improve countless others? Should scientists tread into territories that seem to play with the essence of life itself? These debates brought together theologians, ethicists, scientists, and policymakers in forums worldwide. Regulations and guidelines were established in various countries, each trying to balance the potential benefits of the research with the moral implications associated with it. The 1980s and 1990s, in the context of embryonic stem cell research, were not just about scientific breakthroughs. They were equally about introspection, ethical considerations, and the broader implications of advancing human knowledge. This period highlighted the complex relationship between science and society, emphasizing the need for dialogue, understanding, and careful navigation. Advancements in adult stem cells, late 1990s to the early 2000s. While embryonic stem cells were the epicenter of both groundbreaking research and ethical controversies, the late 20th century and the dawn of the new millennium saw a renaissance in the understanding of adult stem cells. These discoveries painted a more intricate picture of the human body and its regenerative capabilities. 1997, unearthing the secrets of the adult brain. For a long time, a predominant belief in neuroscience was that the adult human brain was a static organ. It was widely believed that once neurons died, they were lost forever, with no possibility of regeneration. This perspective began to shift dramatically in the 1990s. In 1997, in a paradigm-altering discovery, scientists found that certain regions of the adult brain specifically the olfactory bulb and the hippocampus, housed stem cells. These cells, under the right conditions, could differentiate into both neurons and glial cells. This revelation challenged the long-held belief in the static nature of the adult brain and introduced the possibility of neural regeneration and repair. The discovery had significant implications. If the adult brain could regenerate, there might be ways to treat neurodegenerative diseases, brain injuries, or even conditions like stroke. While this realm of research was still in its infancy, the door to vast potential had been opened. 2000s, the pervasive presence of adult stem cells. The new millennium brought with it a flurry of discoveries related to adult stem cells in various organs. What became increasingly clear was that embryonic stem cells were not the sole bearers of regenerative potential. Researchers found that many adult tissues, including the skin, liver, and even the heart, contained reservoirs of stem cells. These cells played vital roles in tissue repair and maintenance. For instance, the liver, known for its remarkable regenerative capability, was found to rely on its resident stem cells during injury or disease. These discoveries were profound in challenging the notion of embryonic exclusivity in pluripotency and regenerative medicine. The presence of stem cells in adult tissues suggested that the body had intrinsic mechanisms for repair and regeneration. It also opened up new avenues for therapeutic strategies, wherein the body's own cells could be harnessed for healing without the ethical concerns associated with embryonic stem cells. The period from the late 1990s to the early 2000s marked a shift in the stem cell narrative. While embryonic research continued to break boundaries, the study of adult stem cells showcased the body's intrinsic, often overlooked, potential for regeneration and repair. This era was a testament to the dynamic nature of science, where established beliefs can be redefined with each new discovery. Induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, and new horizons, 2006 onwards. The 21st century brought with it a promise of merging the best of both worlds in stem cell research, the versatility of embryonic stem cells without the associated ethical concerns. The introduction of induced pluripotent stem cells and the subsequent advancements marked a transformative epoch in the field, pointing towards unparalleled medical applications. 2006, the dawn of iPSCs. In a bustling laboratory in Kyoto University, two scientists, Shinya Yamanaka and Kazutoshi Takahashi, were on the brink of a discovery that would revolutionize stem cell biology. By introducing a cocktail of specific factors into adult cells, they found that these cells could be reprogrammed to revert to a state strikingly similar to embryonic stem cells, named induced pluripotent stem cells. These cells combined the pluripotency of embryonic cells with the source accessibility of adult cells. This innovation was monumental for several reasons. Ethical evasion. iPSCs could be generated without using embryos, sidestepping the contentious ethical issues that had long shadowed embryonic stem cell research. Personalized medicine. Since iPSCs could be derived from a patient's own cells, it opened up the potential for creating patient-specific cell lines, minimizing concerns of immune rejection in therapeutic applications. Disease modeling. iPSCs provided a platform for generating cell types that could model diseases in a lab, offering invaluable insights into disease mechanisms and potential treatments. Recognizing the transformative impact of his work, Yamanaka, alongside John Gurdon, who conducted pioneering work on cell reprogramming in frogs in the 1960s, was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 2012. 2010, organoids, miniature miracles in a petri dish. With the foundational understanding of stem cells solidified, the 2010s witnessed researchers venturing into creating complex, three-dimensional structures, organoids. These are miniature, simplified versions of organs derived from stem cells. The potential of organoids is vast. Disease insights. Organoids offer a closer representation of human organs compared to 2D cell cultures, allowing for more accurate disease modeling. Drug testing. Before moving to clinical trials, organoids can be used to test the efficacy and safety of new drugs, accelerating the drug development process. Transplantation potential. In the future, it's conceivable that organoids might be used to grow transplantable tissues or even organs, reducing the reliance on donor organs. From the reprogramming wonders of iPSCs to the intricate world of organoids, the period from 2006 onwards witnessed stem cell science venturing into previously uncharted territories. These advancements not only expanded our understanding of cellular capabilities, but also brought to the fore new possibilities in therapeutic applications, drug development, and more. The legacy and the horizon. From rudimentary insights in the 19th century to advanced understandings in the 21st, stem cell science has been a story of hope, dedication, and constant evolution. The field promises revolutionary breakthroughs, from regenerating damaged organs to curing hitherto incurable diseases. As the potential of stem cell science continues to unfold, it offers not just medical advancements, but an in-depth understanding of life itself. Every milestone achieved signifies humanity's quest to harness the mysteries of biology, reiterating the limitless possibilities when curiosity, ethics, and innovation converge. The future beckons with the promise of further discoveries, each with the potential to redefine the boundaries of what's possible in medicine and biology.